Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Jaden. I have a new claimant on the line, Kendra Beeman.
Perfect. Hi, Kendra.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, Kendra. My name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line right now, and this is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, ma'am?
No.
Ken, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Perfect. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what were you diagnosed with after using Depo Provera?
I had a brain tumor, meningioma, I feel like is what they said it was. Yeah, I'm not 100% what it was called, but it was a brain tumor based off of my symptoms. So the reason why I ended up getting the MRI and CT was because I was having blurred vision and headaches.
And
But
so,
hold on. Let me pull up my marker really quick. I have it on my chart. I'm so sorry.
it's okay. So, was it a type of meningioma? I have to confirm.
Yes.
Like a meningioma brain tumor.
Yes.
Okay, I just have to. And again, I'm very, very sorry about this, and thank you for taking the time to speak
No,
with us
no,
today.
no. I wasn't prepared, so I didn't know I was gonna get a call tonight. I just filled out the thing earlier today.
That's okay.
But I can pull up my chart really quick just so I can give you accurate information.
Okay. We just have to confirm the name of the diagnosis. So that's per it was a type of meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Got you. And to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis?
So I seen her on. So I'm sorry, I'm looking through my chart because I know
No worries.
looks like the MRI was on August 15th of 2015.
Was that the date of diagnosis?
Yes, so it was based off of the results from the MRI.
So August 15th of 2015.
Yes.
Okay. And again, I'm very sorry and thank you for speaking with me about this. You did use Depo for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes. I
And what
started Depo in June of 2012.
June of 2012, and what was your date of birth?
11/23/90.
11/23/1990.
Yes.
And do you know anyone else in your family that was using Depo Provera that was injured in any way?
No.
Any friends, family, coworkers, loved ones, relatives, neighbors?
Potentially, but not off the top of my head.
Okay. If anything does come up, just let us or the attorneys know and we'll help them. Did you use
Okay.
Depo Provera or the name brand, or did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to a generic version for a minimum of 1 year? And then again, I'm sorry, it might be repetitive. Did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through, January 1st, 1992 through to the present date? Sorry.
Yes, I ended after in August, but yes, of 15
So you stopped in
when all this
August.
came up. August of 2015, when all this came up.
And then when did you start using it?
June of 12, 2012. 2012.
And the main diagnosis was meningioma. And
yes.
then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Perfect. And then can I have your first name, middle initial, and last name?
Kendra, K-E-N-D-R-A, middle initial R, last name Beeman, B-E-E-M-A-N.
Kendra R. Beeman, and then K-E-N-D-R-A, R-B-E-E-M-A-N.
Yes.
And then can I have the full social? This part is for HIPAA and identification.
Yes. It's 377-113475. And this is private, correct?
Yes. So this is for HIPAA and identification purposes. We are also on a recorded line for the attorneys. So anything that we speak about, they're going to listen to eventually.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to confirm I have 377-113475.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the primary email address is kendra.beeman@gmail.com.
Yes.
And your main phone number is 989-482-9812.
Yes.
And then is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
Perfect. And then can I have your full home address?
236 North Waterford Oaks Drive, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75104.
236 North Water Hills?
Waterford, W-A-T-E-R-F-O-R-D, Drive, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75104.
And then, I have 236 North. Is that spelled North or just N?
N.
Okay, got you. Just one second. Was in South Lake?
No, Cedar Hill. 236 North Waterford Oaks Drive, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75104.
Got you. And then I'm just going to read this. Sorry, we have a search thing. It's just not coming up. So I have 236 North Waterford Drive.
Waterford is one word. W-A-T-E-R-F-O-R-D.
Drive. And then how do you spell Cedar Hill?
C-E-D-A-R. Space. H-I-L-L.
Okay, perfect. So 236 Waterford Oak Circle, Cedar Hill,
Texas. No. 236 North Waterford, W-A-T-E-R-F-O-R-D, Drive. Cedar Hill, Texas, 75104.
Got you. And again, I'm very sorry about this. I don't know why this is not coming up. Is it North Waterford Oaks Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to read this back. 236 North Waterford Oaks Drive, Dallas County, Texas, 75104.
Do you have that in Cedar Hill?
Is it Dallas County?
It is a part of Dallas County.
Yes, I have the city of Cedar Hill.
Okay. Yes, that is correct.
And again, I'm very sorry about that. That's my bad. It took so long. I'm just going to read this back to you one time. I have 236 North Waterford Oaks Drive, Cedar Hill, Texas, Dallas County, 75104.
Yes.
And do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
My primary care provider is Dr. Natalie Boone with methods, and then she referred me to Dr. Randall Graham, which was the neurosurgeon.
Okay. And so do you know which one was the diagnosing doctor?
Natalie Boone.
And then
she's the one that ordered the original claim.
How did you spell her last name?
B-O-O-N-E.
Boone. And then what's hospital did she treat out of?
Methodist Charleston.
Methodist Hospital?
Charleston. Methodist Charleston Medical Center.
Okay, got you. Dr. Natalie Boone, and she diagnosed you?
Yes.
And the hospital that you're treated at was the Methodist Hospital in Charleston?
Yes. So Dr. Natalie Boone referred me to Dr. Randall Graham. So when I seen Dr. Boone, she ordered the MRI and also sent a referral over for Dr. Graham. So all my follow-up work and everything to do with the tumor was with Dr. Graham, not Dr. Boone.
So she diagnosed you, and then you were treated with Dr. Graham?
She referred me over to a neurosurgeon, yes.
Got you. And then before I move on to that, I'm just going to confirm I have everything correct for Dr. Natalie. Just one second. So the first name is Dr. Natalie Boone, N-A-T-A-L-I-E. Last name is Boone, B-O-O-N-E. She practices out of the Methodist Charleston Medical Center, 3500 West Wheatland Road, Dallas, Texas, 75237.
No, that's the hospital address, I believe. That's where, hold on. So she doesn't practice out of the hospital. She practices in a primary care clinic.
Okay. Do you know which hospital would have your records?
Oh, Methodist Charleston. They would have everything.
Okay. And then I'll add that. Where did Dr. Natalie, where did she diagnose you at? Was it at Methodist or was it at?
It's at Methodist. She's a Methodist doctor.
Okay, but she diagnosed you at Methodist?
Yes.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Perfect. And so the treating doctor, do you know what hospital he treated out of?
Charleston. They're both Charleston providers.
Methodist
Charleston. Yes.
Perfect. And then what was the doctor's name?
Randall Graham.
Got you. And then just one second. Randall B. Graham.
Yeah.
And he's also out of Methodist Charleston Medical Center, 3500 West Wheatland Road, Dallas, Texas, 75237.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, just one second. Was there any pharmaceutical or any pharmacy that you were prescribed or told to go to?
The pharmacy?
Yes, any pharmacy.
Also use the pharmacy at Charleston.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then just one second, I'm just going to put all this information in. Was there any other doctors that would have treated you?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then
I got billed from the anesthesiologist, and so I got billing from multiple providers after the surgery, but my main doctor was Graham. Or the actual procedure.
Got you. I'm just going to run this by you one more time. So the diagnosing doctor was Dr. Natalie Boone out of Methodist Charleston Medical Center, 3500 West Wheatland Road, Dallas, Texas, 75237.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 214-947-7777.
Yeah.
And then the other treating doctor is Dr. Randall B. Graham out of the same hospital.
Yeah.
And then first pharmaceutical, you also went to Methodist Methodist Medical Center.
Yes, the pharmacy.
Ajun, was there any other doctors we can put down?
No.
And do you have a copy of the medical records for or that you could provide?
Yes. I can request them. I don't have them on hand, but I can request them. I just have my chart.
And would you be able to provide a copy of these records by mail or electronically?
Yes, I can request them.
Yep. And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They do not live with me.
Okay. And then could I shove their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Yes. Her name is Brianna, Breyanna. Last name is Gardner, Gardner.
Okay.
Are you ready for the telephone number?
Oh, yes.
Telephone number is 619-452-9557.
619-452-9557? And then what was her relationship to you?
Friend.
A close friend?
Yeah.
And then do you have her home address?
Yes. Give me one. And I apologize. I am transitioning to the car.
It's okay. No worries.
Give me 1 second. Look her address. It's 1035 Waterbury, Waterbury Drive, Providence Village, Providence Village, Texas, 76227.
1035 Waterbury Drive, Providence Village, Texas, 76227.
You said 10325?
So I have 1035.
10325.
Waterbury Drive, Providence Village, Texas, 76277.
Yes.
Perfect. And then I'll make this quick. Do you have your email address?
Not offhand, but I can get it to you.
Okay, no worries. I'll put one in, or I'll put in yours, and then whenever the attorneys reach out to you, if they ask for that, just provide it to them then. And then So I'm just going to put your email address in for hers instead, and then whenever the attorneys reach out to you, just provide her email address when you can.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send over our documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you do get them. And I'm just going to confirm, date of birth is 11-23-1990?
Yes.
Okay. Just let me know as soon as you did get the documents. They did just come through to either text message or email.
I received them via text message.
Okay, perfect. And then just go ahead and click on them. It's going to be a link. Just click on the link, and then it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. And then, yeah, just let me know as soon as you're on the front page. I think as soon as you do access the documents themselves, There's going to be a yellow start button on the top.
Yes. I see it. I'm entering my signature now.
Did you say you were drawing the signature?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. If you have any questions or just double check, make sure everything on there is spelled correctly and accurate to you. If any of the information, addresses, date of births, names, spelling, social, anything is misspelled or inaccurate, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay. Can I read through these before I sign?
Yeah, go ahead. Take your time.
These will be sent to me also.
Yeah, so those are yours. You can print them out if you'd like. You can forward them to anyone else.
Okay. I went through and I signed.
Okay. I'm just going to read all this information off to you just to confirm everything's correct. And then we'll move on from there. I'm just going to confirm the spelling. So Kendra, KendraRBEEMAN.
Yes.
And then,
that is correct.
Oh, perfect. And then address is 236 North Waterford Oaks Drive, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75104.
Yes.
Your phone number is 989-482-9812.
Yes.
Email is kendra.beeman@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then date of birth is 11/23/1990.
Yes.
And then full social is 377-113475.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Everything does look correct on here. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. If you have any questions, just let me know. We can, or any questions about the document or the case itself, just let me know and I can help you out. But the attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, so just be on the lookout for their introduction phone call, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
What's
have a good
the,
day.
What's, okay, thank you.
No, what were you saying? I'm sorry. Or
no, it's
did
okay.
You have a question?
Thank you.
It's okay. If you had a,
no.
Did you have a question or anything?
No, I can ask them when they call.
Was it about the case, or what would you? What was the question?
It's okay. Thank you for your help.
Okay. I'll send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name, my office hours, and my email address. If you want to reach out anytime between now and when the attorneys get a hold of you, just do not hesitate, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.